弟兄姊妹们平安啊。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我们最近一连串在读约书亚记。
Recently, we've been studying the book of Joshua.
我还是要再鼓励弟兄姊妹，这是一卷非常非常宝贝的书。
I still want to encourage brothers and sisters again, once more. This is such a precious book.
如果我们好好读这本书的话
，If we study this well,
我们整个人生的意义和价值会进入一个新的境界。
And the meaning and significance of our life will enter into a new realm.
旧约的约书亚记跟新约的以弗所书是新旧呼应的。
Because this book of Joshua echoes with the book of Ephesians in the New Testament.
它就告诉我们神在我们身上那个纯全善良可喜悦的旨意到底是什么。
It tells us what God's perfect, good and pleasing will for us.
哎呀，呼召我们起来承受神所要给我们的产业。
God calls us to arise and inherit the inheritance that He has prepared for us.
弟兄姊妹，一个没有标杆的人生是一个不值得过的人生。
A life without goal is not worth living.
没有一个对的标杆，那更是没有意义的人生。
Without a right goal, it's the same, meaningless.
上个礼拜我问弟兄姊妹三个问题。
Last week I asked you three questions.
我不晓得大家回家一个礼拜找出答案来了没有。
I don't know if you have found your answers.
你们回家有真正面对去找这个答案的，请举手好不好？
Please raise your hand if you seriously thought after the answers.
恐怕你们连问题是什么都忘了。
Do you still remember the questions?
哪三个问题？
What are the questions?
第一。
First.
到底什么是你人生的标杆？
So what is the goal of your life?
你有一个非常确定的人生的标杆吗？
Do you have a definite clear purpose?
你有没有很容易问你的，很容易检查的，就是你能不能用两三句话就讲出你人生的标杆到底是什么
？The way to test is if you can simply state it in two or three sentences.
第二个问题。
Second.
这个标杆具有永恒的价值吗
？Does this goal and purpose have eternal meaning?
这个标杆合乎神的旨意，它是一个正确的标杆吗
？Is it a right one after God's heart?
你可以说我们每一个人都有自己的标杆。
You might say we all have our purposes in life.
No.
No.
所有受造的人只能够有一个标杆。
All creation can only have one purpose.
神的旨意
God's will
在我们身上是这么清楚。
God's will is so clear on us.
你不需要去找你自己人生的标杆。
We don't have to seek our own goal.
而是我们需要来认识、发现什么是我们人生的标杆，并且活在其中。
But our job is to find out what's our purpose in God's eyes and we live for it.
如果我们不照着神的旨意来活着，我们这一生就是失迷，就是痛苦。
If we do not live according to God's will, then our life will be confused and lost.
如果我们不是活在这个标杆的里面，弟兄姊妹，我们自己里面就一定就不会满足的。
If we do not live for this purpose, I assure you we will not be satisfied.
第三个问题。
Third question.
如果你有人生的标杆
If you have a goal and purpose,
而且你觉得这个标杆这么清楚是这么合乎神的意思
And then you think this is very clear and this is God's will
我第三个问题要问说我们现在活在这个标杆里面吗
And the third question is Are we living in this purpose?
我们真是为了这个标杆而活着吗
Do we live for this purpose?
弟兄姊妹这个太重要了
This is so important brothers and sisters
不然我们这一生去见主的时候何等的可惜
Otherwise when we go to see the Lord we will be so regretful
我们人生的标杆确定吗
Are we clear about our life purpose?
弟兄姊妹你如果今天晚上全家要出去吃饭你一定先要知道你要去哪里。
If we go out to have dinner, we have to know where we're going.
你开车出去，全家要出去度假，你一定知道你要去哪里。
If you take your family for vacation, you have to know where you're going.
你要申请大学，你一定想要你知道你要想要去哪里。
If you're applying for college, you have to know where you want to go.
你要找工作，你一定想要知道我要找怎样的工作。
If you're looking for a job, you need to know what kind of job you're looking for.
你要找一个伴侣，你一定知道你要的伴侣是一个怎样的伴侣。
If you're looking for a spouse, you have to know what kind of person you're looking for.
就连今天早上要出门，你要穿什么。衣服你都要知道你要穿什么衣服。
Even every morning before you go out of the door, you have to know what you're wearing.
每一件事情我们里面都知道我们为什么如此做。
So that we need to know why we do everything.
但是弟兄姊妹，就活这么一趟的人生，我们怎能不知道我们的标杆是什么呢
？But we only live this life once. How can we not know our life purpose?
在北加州西雅图或是到阿拉斯加，你都可以看见那个 salmon 那个鱼一直向 阿拉斯加向北极游去。
In Northern California or Seattle or Alaska, you will see a salmon swim upstream.
他们生来没有人教他们，里面就有一个 building 的一个意向，一个方向，他们一直要回到他们的源头去。
No one has taught them, but in them there's this building vision and goal that they want to go back to their origin.
不管路上碰到多少的挑战，他们跳上去，他们游上去，他们一路要回到他们的源头去。
Regardless what kind of challenges they face, they will continue to swim upstream until to the place where they were born.
只有那种奄奄一息的鱼啊，是随波逐流。
Only those were the dying fish, they will drift.With the stream.
弟兄姊妹，在矽谷的人常常讲的一句话就是人在江湖身不由己。
Many people who live in the Silicon Valley often says I cannot help it, this is life.
我们说过这一种无可奈何随波逐流的生活是非基督徒的生活。
This type of hopeless attitude is not what Christians should have.
我们基督徒应该知道我们的标杆是什么。
We Christians ought to know our life goal and purpose.
第二个问题是这个标杆正确吗？它具有永恒的价值吗？
Second question is this goal correct? Does it have eternal value?
也许你的生活不像我讲的第一种是那种人在江湖身不由己随波逐流的生活。
Maybe your life is not without goal or just drifting.
你觉得你的人生标杆这么清楚，你非常的积极，很积极的在朝着标杆而去。
You might think you have a very clear goal and you're actively pursuing it.
但是我们的第二个问题就是要问，这个标杆正确吗？它具有永恒的价值吗？它合乎神的旨意吗？
But then what we need to ask ourselves is this goal correct? Does it have eternal value and it's of God's will?
我绝对不会在这里说 Chris 有他自己的标杆，我有我的标杆。
I'm not saying that someone has his own purpose and then I have my own purpose.
国荣有他的标杆，培明有他的标杆。 No, 圣经上只给了我们一个标杆。
It's not right that Martin has his own goal and James has his own goal. No, the Bible says we have all the same one goal.
上个礼拜我们讲到那个赛跑，越野赛跑，你可能是里面名列前茅跑在前面的那个健将。
Last week I mentioned about this cross country of a race. You might be ahead of everyone.
你各方面都比别人好。
You're probably better than anybody.
你的体力比别人好，你的体材比别人好，你跑得比别人快。
Maybe you run faster and have better stamina.
但是弟兄姊妹，当你的标杆错的时候，
But if you're running toward the wrong goal,
你到了终点，你才发现你徒然奔跑。
You will find all is wasted when you reach the end.
保罗说，我们斗拳不是打空气，奔跑不是没有定向。弟兄姊妹，我们里面有没有这个把握？
Paul says, we're not boxing the air and we're not running without a goal.
那么第三个
，Third，
那我们是不是在为此而活
？Are we living for this purpose？
我们每一天都是在这个标杆里面更往前去吗
？Are we pursuing advancing toward this goal？
当我们知道那个标杆是什么的时候
，Once we find out what this purpose is，
我们会不会常常有那种力不从心，觉得跟不上去的感觉
？Do we often feel we don't have enough strength to go on？
有一次有一对。夫妻啊，他们在家里面发现有老鼠。
Once a couple found some mice in their house.
他们就去买铁笼子来啊，然后放了一个饵，结果抓到老鼠了。
So they bought a cage with a bait in there. They tried to catch the mice.
抓到老鼠以后呢，带给他们另外一个头痛的问题。
After they caught mice, there's another problem.
他们不知道怎么去处理它。
They don't know how to handle them.
那不知道怎么去杀它。
They don't know how to kill this mouse.
后来他们两个只好想了一个方法，就用一个水桶接的水。
And then finally, they thought of a way. They filled up a bucket with water.
然后把这个铁笼子呢往里面一放呢，两个人回头就溜出去了。
And then they dropped this cage in the bucket, and then quickly they turned back and run away.
他们跑出去看电影啊，逛街啊，想反正有足够的时间让它死掉了。
They went out shopping, go to movies. They gave enough time for this mouse to be drowned.
他们回到家第一件事情，两个就捏手捏脚去看那个铁笼子。
And then so the first thing they got back home is to see this cage.
结果发现那个老鼠呢，踮着一个脚，那个鼻子举得高高的，露在水面上，苟延残喘。
They found out this mouse was tippy-toeing and with the tip of the tip of the nose above the water.
弟兄姊妹，这幅图画像不像我们最近属灵的情形呢？
Does this picture describe our spiritual condition recently?
也许我们夫妻的关系就好像这样子一样，虽然存在着，却是苟延残喘。
Maybe our relationship with our spouse is like this, It still exists, but it's barely surviving.
虽然你每一天有一个工作可以去上班去赚钱，但是你的心态就是苟延残喘。
Maybe you still have a job that can provide you, but then you're just barely surviving.
虽然我们自称是基督徒，在神家也有侍奉，但是我们里面就是觉得力不从心，苟延残喘一样。
Maybe we think we're Christians and we serve in God's house, but we just feel we're barely surviving.
弟兄姊妹，我们刚才讲的这三种情形，到底我们的情形现在是什么？
So exactly, where are we in our spiritual condition?
我们真是随波逐流，人在江湖，身不由己吗？
Are we just drifting along with the world, hopelessly?
还是我们真的像那个健跑那个赛跑健将？跑得那么快，但是我们却跑错了方向。
Or maybe we're running a race but toward the wrong goal.
还是我们知道了什么是我们该做的，但是我们里面却做不出来，这么辛苦。
Or we know what we ought to do, but we don't have the strength to do it.
弟兄姊妹，约书亚记在这里把一幅图画摆在我们面前。
But the book of Joshua gave us a picture.
神呼召我们脱离一切的错误。
God calls us to depart from all wrongs.
神呼召我们脱离一切的软弱和失败。
From all weaknesses and failures.
他要把我们带进一个牛奶与蜜之地。
He's leading us into a land flowing with milk and honey.
圣经上叫做美地。
The Bible says it's a beautiful land.
它里面讲到它有山有谷雨水滋润之地。
It's a land of mountains and valleys that drink rain from heaven.
它预表了在这块地的里面满了神的祝福。
In other words, this land is full of God's blessings.
就是以弗所书第一章第三节讲的，神在基督耶稣里面曾将天上各样属灵的福气赐给我们。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3 says, Praise to the God, the Father, and our Lord Jesus Christ, who blessed us in the heavenly realms with all spiritual blessings.
那一块美地就是讲的基督啊，全有全足全丰的基督。
That beautiful land talks about this all-sufficient Christ.
所以当我们进入迦南，就表达我们进入基督里。
When we enter into Canaan, we enter into Christ.
希伯来书第四章告诉我们叫做进入基督里的安息。
Hebrews chapter 4 tells us this to enter into the rest in Christ.
一个人能够安息，因为他里面满足了。
One can only rest if he's satisfied.
还不见得是因为外面顺利的他安息。
It's not that everything is smooth outwardly.
很多人外面的环境很顺利。
Many people might be prosperous outwardly.
他活得很痛苦。
But yet he lives painfully.
他里面一点没有真实的安息。
And he does not enjoy rest.
进入安息，讲到我们有主够了。
We can only enter into rest when we have the Lord, and that is sufficient for us.
进入安息，讲到因为我们跟神之间有一个这么好的关系，没有什么人事物能够来搅扰我们。
We can only rest when we have such a good relationship with the Lord that cannot be disturbed by anyone.
进入安息，因为我们在这里承受了神的生命，而让我们的生命不受外界的搅扰。
We can only enter into rest when we inherit the life of Christ and that cannot be disturbed by the world.
所以圣经里面讲到这块 promised land 的时候，一方面说到它是美地，充满了祝福。
So when Bible talks about this promised land, it's a beautiful land full of God's blessings.
一面就形容它是什么？牛奶与蜜之地。
It's a land flowing with milk and honey.
我们说到奶是动物成熟生命的精华。
And milk is the essence of a mature animal.
那蜜呢？是植物成熟的植物开花结果它的结晶。
And then the honey is the essence of a mature plant.
这都讲到丰盛的生命。
That is abundant life.
所以哥罗西书第二章第九节告诉我们，他说神本性的丰富都有形有体的居住在基督里面。
Colossians chapter 2 verse 9 says, For in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form in Christ.
讲到神本性一切的丰富。
So all the fullness of God's deity
都有形有体的居住在基督里面。
Lives in bodily form in Christ.
所以当我们真进入迦南的时候，
So if we really enter into Canaan,
我们不仅仅在这里承受天上各样属灵的祝福，
Not only that we inherit all spiritual blessings in heavenly realms,
我们也在这里承受神那个伟大的生命和性情。
We also inherit God's divine nature and life.
弟兄姊妹，这就是神造人或是神救我们的目的。
And this is the purpose that God created and saved us.
这就是美地的意义。
And that is the significance of this beautiful land.
所以在地球上有那么一块地，就是犹太地、巴勒斯坦地来预表那块美地。
And God chose a piece of land on earth, the Palestine, to describe this beautiful land.
所以在人类的历史上有过一次出埃及进迦南的历史，来预表我们今天基督徒怎样被神救出来，而进到基督里来承受祝福。
Therefore, in human history, there were events. This group of people who exited out of Egypt and entered into Canaan to describe, to typify the salvation we are having.
所以圣经里面告诉我们，这块地是一边美地，是一个牛奶与蜜之地。
The Bible says this is a beautiful land flowing with milk and honey.
而且是神的应许之地。
And this is a land promised by God.
不是我们配得。
It's not that we're worthy to have it.
而是神愿意给我们。
But God was willing to give us.
那我们常常有的时候就觉得 too good to be true， 我们就不太接受它啊。
Sometimes we do not accept it because this just sounds too good to be true.
现代人讲一样什么健康品，我们都去买，花代价去买了。
Now that if someone says, such health food is really good, and everyone rushed to buy it.
什么健康食品，只要能够延年益寿，我们都去买了。
Well, buy anything that will prolong our life.
那这种神给的那种 free 的，我们里面就觉得不可能。
But then to those things that are freely given, we speculate.
有一次有一个人这个。在报纸上还是在 internet 上有一个广告，说有一辆几乎全新的啊，那个 Mercedes-Benz 汽车卖50块钱。
Once someone advertised on the internet that he's trying to sell an almost new Mercedes-Benz for $50.
你看到这个广告会打电话去的，请举手。
Raise your hand if you will call this owner.
一个威廉，还有两个，那你可以买到 Steven。
Two.
单纯的可爱哈。
They have a pure heart.
绝大多数人都跟我们一样，都不会打，一定其中有诈。
Most of us would doubt. They think there's some trick to it.
所以过了几天没有人打，到最后终于有一个人打电话来了。
After several days, finally someone called.
他说你登错了吧。
And then the person says, did you make a mistake?
应该是50K 不是50块吧。
Did you mean 50K, not $50?
应该是5万美金不是50块吧。50千不是50000块吗？就那个人说我就是卖50块。
But then the person says, yes, I just wanted to sell it for $50.
你们接着会讲什么？
What would you say?
Why? 对不对？为什么？
Why?
他告诉他说。
And then the owner said,
我太太不怎么，他说我的先生另结新欢，跑到拉斯维加斯去赌博去了，跟带着他去那边赌博去了。
Oh, my husband has an affair and he went to Las Vegas with his girlfriend.
他需要钱，他打电话回来跟我说他跟我离婚。
And he needed some money and then he called me and he said he wanted to divorce me.
他叫我先把 Mercedes-Benz 卖掉，然后一半的钱先赶快寄过来，因为他需要钱。
He asked me to sell his Mercedes-Benz and then give him half of the price.
所以他说我就50块卖掉。
So I just want to sell it for $50.
我寄25块钱给他。
And then she will mail him, wire him $25.
弟兄姊妹，有的时候 something is too good to be true， 我们不敢接受它。
So sometimes things just too good to be true, and we dare not accept it.
在地上我们可以这样子，但是神所说的，神的应许无论有多少，在基督里都是是的，借着他也都是阿门，也都是实在的。
But then things with God is not the same because every promise of God is true in Christ.
而且这不仅仅是一个应许之地，神白白愿意赐给我们。
Not only that this land, promised land, is given to us freely.
刚才我们背的诗篇16篇第五节那里讲到什么？耶和华是我的产业，他是我杯中的份。
We just read Psalm 16 says, "The Lord, you have assigned me my portion of my cup."
用神量给我的地界坐落在佳美之处，我的产业实在美好。
The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places, and surely I have a delightful inheritance.
弟兄姊妹，虽然我们的标杆都是一样的，只有一个。
Although we only have one same goal and purpose.
但是神在我们承受的过程里面，神却在我们每一个人身上有一个美好的计划。
But then in this process of inheriting the land, God has a perfect plan for each one of us.
他给我们每一个人都预备的是他亲自量好的一份给我们。
God has customized, designed something for us.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们要起来承受这地为业。
So we ought to arise and inherit this land.
虽然这块地我们看的时候可能是不毛之地。
When we see this land, it might just be a desert land.
将来我们读约书亚记一路读过来，你就发现 If
you continue to read the book of Joshua, then you will read that the family of Joseph, they complained about the land they inherit.
神是在预言的里面说把最好的地给了他们。
But in God's prophecy, God prophesied to give them the best piece of land.
可是当他们到了那边去的时候，他们却埋怨说怎么都是树林，太不方便了。
But then when they arrive this land, they complain because it's all forest. It's very inconvenient.
他们却不知道神一切的祝福都隐藏在这些外面的环境里面。
But they did not know that all God's blessing is hidden in these environments.
这个上个礼拜上会的时候，在门口碰到慧珍跟志安，我心里面很感动啊。
Last week after the meeting ends, I met a brother Paul and sister Lola.
我说你们怎么才开完刀，因为姊妹癌症肿瘤切除才不过四天五天，她就来聚会了。
I asked her how come you come to meeting right after your surgery.
她说还好她来了，正好赶上我重现江湖的日子啊。
She says she was glad to come back because that was also the first time I restored my sermon.
但是我都记得在半年前，当我们得知姊妹那个癌症得了很严重的癌症的时候。
I remember about half a year ago when we first heard of the news that our sister had cancer.
我们那天一直围着她，为她按手祷告。
That day we surrounded her and prayed for her and laid hands on her.
慧珍自己的祷告就是用诗篇16篇。 用神量给我的地界，坐落在佳美之处，我的产业实在美好。I
remember our sister's prayer was exactly this verse. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places, and surely I have a delightful inheritance.
弟兄姊妹，我们不知道我们几个人能够在长得这么严重的癌症的时候，还能够向神有这样子信心的祷告。
I wonder how many of us will still offer this type of faithful prayers when we hear that we have cancer.
虽然这个礼拜我们知道的消息仍然是不好的消息，他开刀10个淋巴结，有9个还是有癌症的细胞。
Even though this week we still heard not so good news that 9 out of 10 lymph nodes that were removed still has active cancer cells.
我请求我们所有的弟兄姊妹，我们在家里面都需要为着这个家来守望，来祷告。
I ask that all brothers and sisters be watchful and pray for this family.
我甚至请求在网络里面，不知道在世界各地的弟兄姊妹，听到这篇信息，也都来为我们的姊妹祷告。
And I ask brothers and sisters who heard of this message online will also pray for our sister and her family.
弟兄姊妹，神给我们每一个人都量了一份产业。
The Lord has measure for us, every one of us, a special piece of land.
我们要起来承受这地为业。
And we ought to arise and inherit this land.
如果我们没有这样子的看见的时候，我们里面就不会产生这样子的desire，要起来追求。
If we do not have this vision, we will not have this desire to pursue it.
我刚刚说过，旧约的约书亚记就是新约的以弗所书啊。
The book of Joshua in the Old Testament is almost equivalent to the book of Ephesians in the New Testament.
所以当保罗写以弗所书的时候，他讲到天上各样属灵的福气。So
when Paul wrote the book of Ephesians, he talked about all spiritual blessings in the heavenly realms.
神在基督里面都要赐给我们。And
God is given to us in Christ.
当他一一数来的时候。
When he numbered them one by one.
他必须停下来有一个求启示的祷告。And
he has to pause and ask for revelation.
所以他求神将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赐给我们，让我们真知道他。
Therefore, he asked the Father to give us spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we will know him better.
他也求神这个灵能够照明我们心中的眼睛，眼睛瞎了，看不到。
He also asked God to enlighten our eyes of the heart because the eyes of our heart are blind.
他祷告了3件事，弟兄姊妹知不知道哪3件事？
He prayed for 3 things. Do you know which ones?
在座信主5年以上的弟兄姊妹一定要背得出来啊。
We ought to memorize this if we've been Christian for more than 5 years.
如果有人在笑了，也许你还大概4年又11个月。5年以上的一定要会背。 第一，知道他的恩召有何等的指望。
First, to know the hope to which he has called us.
换句话说，我们需要知道人生的标杆到底是什么。
In other words, we have to know the purpose of our life.
就是我问的第一个问题，到底我们人生的标杆是什么？ 我们知不知道？
That is the first question that I ask. Do we know the purpose of our life?
第二个，
Second,
知道他在信徒中所得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
The riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints.
换句话，另外一种的翻译就是说， 他圣徒们在他里面要得的基业是何等的丰盛，何等的荣耀。
Or the riches of our glorious inheritance in Him.
弟兄姊妹呢，我们知不知道我们人生的标杆是真正这样子具有永恒的价值呢
？Do we really know that our life goal and purpose has eternal value？
我们要得的产业是有具有永恒的价值。
The inheritance that we are receiving has eternal value.
我们基督徒每一天的生活都跟世人不一样的。
That every our daily life is indeed different from the rest of the world.
我们都在这里得着产业。
We're receiving our inheritance.
保罗说的，不是彼得说的那个不能朽坏、不能衰残、为我们存留在天上的那个基业。
The incorruptible heavenly inheritance.
也是不能玷污的。
Cannot be defiled.
保罗的祷告第三个是什么？
What's the third?
向着我们这信的人所显的能力是何等的浩大。
His incomparably great power for us who believe.
让我们不需要像那只老鼠一样天天踮个脚苟延残喘。
So we do not have to live like that mouse that tippy-toeing every day trying just barely survive.
能够像保罗说的不仅仅得胜而且得胜有余。
Not only that we can conquer, we can overcome, we can more than overcome.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们需要神先来开我们的眼睛。
We need God to enlighten our eyes.
因为如果没有这样子的看见
，If we do not have this vision,
如果心中的眼睛没有开启
，If our eyes are not enlightened,
弟兄姊妹，我们不是随波逐流，人在江湖，身不由己。
We do not have to drift along with the world.
就是我们里面常常软弱无力，立志行善由得我，行出来由不得我。
That we often cannot do what we ought to do.
或是我们自己活在一个失迷和错误的人生方向里面。
Or we live in confusion and we are lost without goal.
所以当神在这里给约书亚这个呼召的时候
，So when God gives Joshua the call,
他说起来。
He says, Arise,
带领百姓过河
lead the people across the Jordan River,
承受那地为业
inherit the land.
这是神给我们的呼召
And this is the calling that God has for us.
我们一起来读约书亚记第一章第一节到第九节
Let's read together the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 1 through 9.
我 slide 上没有哈，请大家翻圣经，约书亚记第一章
Joshua, chapter 1
翻到了，我们请一起来读。
Let's read together.
弟兄们读一节，姊妹们读一节。
Brothers read one verse, sisters the alternate verse.
耶和华的仆人摩西死了以后，耶和华晓谕摩西的帮手嫩的儿子约书亚说：“我的仆人摩西死了，现在你要起来和众百姓过这约旦河，往我所要赐给以色列人的地去。凡你们脚掌所踏之地。”我都照着我所应许摩西的话赐给你们了，从旷野和这黎巴嫩，直到伯拉大河赫人的全地，又到大海日落之处，都要做你们的境界。你平生的日子，必无一人能在你面前站立得住。我怎样与摩西同在，也必照样与你同在。我必不撇下你，也不丢弃你。你当刚强壮胆。因为你必使这百姓承受那地为业，就是我向他们列祖起誓应许赐给他们的地。只要刚强，大大壮胆，谨守遵行我仆人摩西所吩咐你的一切律法，不可偏离左右，使你无论往哪里去都可以顺利。这律法书不可离开你的口，总要昼夜思想。好使你谨守遵行这书上所写的一切话，如此你的道路就可以亨通，凡事顺利。我岂没有吩咐你吗？你当刚强壮胆，不要惧怕，也不要惊惶，因为你无论往哪里去，耶和华你的神必与你同在。好，弟兄姊妹，在这里我们可以看得出来，神在对他们中间发出了这个呼召。
So God is making a calling here to the Israelites.
就是说，现在你要起来。
Now, arise.
往我所要你指示你的地去，承受那地为业。
Go to the land that I'm about to give you and inherit.
弟兄姊妹，不管今天早上聚会来之前我们的属灵光景如何。
Doesn't matter what kind of spiritual condition we were in this morning.
不管你是不是我刚才所说的那几种的情形里面的任何一种。
Whether you fall into any of the categories that I just described.
神怎样呼召了约书亚和当时的百姓。
How God called Joshua and people at that time.
今天在圣灵里面，神天天都在这里 呼召他的子民起来承受那地为业。
In the spirit, God is calling His people daily, arise and inherit the land.
弟兄姊妹，神没有别的祝福再给我们。
God has no other blessings for us.
神所有的祝福都在基督里面。
All blessings are in Christ.
我们如果不进入基督里，所有的祝福我们只有是道理，而不是真实。
If we do not enter into Christ, all blessings are but knowledge, but not reality.
我们可能跟神说，主，我要的是医治。
Maybe we say, God, what I want is healing.
主，我要的是幸福。
Or happiness.
主，我要的是快乐。
Joy.
主，我要的是不紧张。
Or peace.
主，我要的是一个温柔的心，不要发脾气。
I want a gentle heart.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们常有的经历，我们缺什么去要什么。
So if we lack something, we'll ask God for it.
但是我记得黎弟兄在正常的基督徒生活里面告诉我们，他说我们的神啊，不是零售商，他是批发商。
But then Brother Nee, Watchman Nee in the book Normal Christian Life says, our God is not a retailer, but a wholesaler.
不是我们缺了什么跑去跟神要什么。
We do not just ask him whatever we are lacking at the time.
神是一次而永远的把所有的都给了我们。
Because God has given us all once for all.
都在基督里面，在他儿子的里面给了我们。
He has given us all blessings in his son, Christ Jesus.
所以我们当我们再去跟神要的时候。
So when we go back to God and ask for it again.
神已经一无所有，神说我已经给穷了，我全给你了。
God will say, I have no more, nothing left. I have given you all.
我没有留下一样好处不给你。
I have not reserved anything not given you.
全在基督里面。
It's all in Christ.
不管天上各样属灵的祝福。
All heavenly blessings.
不管我一切圣洁荣耀那种喜乐平安的生命性情都在基督里面给了你了。
Any kind of traits in this divine life I have given you.
只要起来承受就好。
Just arise and inherit.
所以弟兄姊妹面对这个呼召。
So facing this calling.
一方面我们需要有这样子的看见。
We need to have this vision.
但是底下我们就会面临三个挑战。
And then we will be faced with three challenges.
在我讲以前，你们觉得你们自己的挑战是什么？你们现在已经读到第几章？第五章了吗？
Now you are about reading chapter five. So
第四章。
Oh, chapter four. So what kind of
读到现在，你们觉得承受美地最大的困难是什么？
So up to now, what do you think is the most difficult challenge for to inherit the land?
这都倒闭旷野了，还是怎么样？老我很好哈，还有没有
？Old self, ourself. Anything else?
不要那么无所谓，无所谓的人生到最后就是没有价值了，真的。我觉得我们常常碰到的几个挑战，第一个，我们里面缺少那样子的渴慕和意愿，缺少真正愿意脚踏实地的来经历它，对不对？
Some common challenges. The first one is we lack the desire to subjectively experience it.
套用圣经的话叫做听道而不行道。
In other words, we're only hearers but not doers of the word.
而知道却没有来享受。
We know but we do not enjoy it.
那第二个挑战是什么？
What's the second challenge?
就是在这条路上会有各式各样的拦阻。阻挠从仇敌来的，从我们的老我，从我们的肉体，从世界，从罪恶的诱惑里面来的。
We will face all kinds of hindrances, either from us, from this world, from sin, from others.
那第三个挑战。
The third challenge.
我们讲到美地。
When we talk about this beautiful land.
它是一个境界，它有范围的。
It's a realm. It has boundaries.
今天有查了啊。上个礼拜我们跟你们说，这边是什么？大海，地中海啊，预表死亡。
So on this side of the land is the Great Sea.
南边呢？
What's south of it?
埃及。
Egypt.
预表世界的繁华、诱惑、捆绑。
It represents the world and its temptations and bound and.
东边呢？亚拉伯旷野，代表旷野，一种荒凉、失迷的情形。
It's a desert, a realm of confusion and lost.
北边黎巴嫩讲到推罗西顿，讲到仇敌的权势，仇敌的工作。
And what's north is the work and the power of the enemy.
圣经上讲到推罗，他罪恶很大。
It's a land of Sidon.
就是犯罪，活在仇敌的捆绑底下。
It's a sin and the bondage of enemy.
说到美地是有界限，是有范围的。
Therefore, this beautiful land has its boundaries.
所以我们第三个挑战就是我们怎么样子能够持续地住在美地而不溜出来。
So the third challenge we face is how do we continually live in this land?
不是我们好像没有得胜的经历。
It's not that we never experience victory.
但是却不持久。
But our victories don't last.
我们勉强挤进去了。
Sometimes we fight hard and we gain the victory.
哎呀，我们平安，我们喜乐了一阵子。
And then we enjoy peace and joy for a while.
好景不长，嘣，又掉下去了。
And then we fell off out of it.
跑到世界里。落到死亡的低层里面去。
We fell into the world.
落到属灵的荒凉和失迷的里面。
Into spiritual desolation.
甚至我们落到罪恶的捆绑、仇敌的辖制底下。
Or we're being bound by sin or the enemy.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是我们三个很主要的考验。
So these are the three major challenges we face.
我们在进美地的里面常常面临的挑战。
And these are the challenges we often face.
我现在讲到一个很大的挑战，就是我时间不够。
Now the challenge I face is that I'm running out of time.
所以神给了我们三个很重要的应许。
So three promises that God gave us.
专门针对这个。
For to face these challenges.
那第一个。
First.
那约书亚记第一章第三节。
Joshua 1 verse
3. 凡你们脚掌所踏之地。我都要照着所应许摩西的话赐给你们为业。
I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses.
弟兄姊妹站在这里听到很容易。
It's easy to hear God's words.
在生活里面跨开步伐，脚踏实地的去经历，这是我们的考验。
But to experience in our daily life is our challenge.
一个是听到，一个是行道。
So once we hear the words.Then we need to do it.
神给我们的应许就是你脚掌所踏，就是你真正起来经历的，所有你的经历都是你的产业。
But what God promises is that every place that you set your foot, I have given you. In other words, any experience you have gone through, you will receive it.
我应该说的更准确一点，就是所有在美地这个范围里，或者在基督里面，我们的经历，我们的生活，都是得产业的。
In other words, within this boundary of Christ, within Christ, all the experiences that we have gone through is a process of inheriting the land.
跟你是不是传道人、宣教士没有关系。
It doesn't matter if you are a preacher or a missionary.
跟你现在是不是正在教会里面聚会没有关系。
It doesn't matter if you're having a meeting within the church.
不管任何时候、任何地方，你是任何的身份，在任何的角色里面，只要我们在基督里的经历，都是得产业的经历。
It doesn't matter where you are and what time that is, as long as we experience something in Christ and that.We are in the process of inheriting the land.
去年我们义卖的时候 ，Rainbow 团契做的那个 T-shirt CIA Christian in Action.
Last year we had this T-shirt, the CIA Christian in Action.
我们可以不用去当美国的 CIA， 但是我们都应该是基督徒，都应该是 CIA.
That means Christian in Action. We all have to be in action.
上个礼拜听说林光常这个医生跑到 Bay Area 来，我第一次听说他来这。
Last weekend, this Dr. Lin came from Taiwan.
你们如果不知道他是谁的话，他写了一本书叫做《无毒一身轻》。
He recently wrote a very good bestseller book, talking about eliminating toxins in your body.
任何教会去都会听到弟兄姊妹在讲排毒餐。
Just about every church I've been visiting, they all talk about this book.And then the healthy meals he designed.
你不信的话，我问问看，今天早上吃排毒餐就请举手。
Please raise your hand.
不要客气嘛，这真的吗？这是很好的事情，这不是不好的事。很多人都吃排毒餐，对不对？他讲的这么重要。
He just emphasized the importance of having these healthy meals to eliminate the toxins in your body.
我前几天都没空听，因为礼拜一他是专门给牧者的，所以我跟练士姊妹去听了。
So I went to his seminar on Monday. It was especially for ministers.
回来的时候，练士姊妹就跟我说，那以后每天早晨我们都吃排毒餐，好不好？
So after we came back, my wife says, okay, from now on, every morning we will have this healthy breakfast. Is that okay?
我就跟他讲说，我宁可希望里面有点毒啊。
But I told her, I would still rather have some toxins in my meal.
我说如果我想到早上起来就是一个排毒餐在那里的话，我说我每天早上都会不想醒过来。
If all the breakfast I have would be like that, then I lose the motivation to get up in the morning.
我知道我讲这句话，我得罪了很多姊妹们。
I know that what I just said offended many sisters here.
你们可能花了很多功夫才把你们的弟兄驯服了，叫他每天吃这个排毒餐。
Maybe you have tried very hard to convince your husbands, and then now they can take the healthy meals.
所以今天晚上回家可能会有点困难了哈。
So you might have some challenges when you go home tonight.
弟兄姊妹，我们很多事情都知道很好，但是我们不起来经历。
So a lot of things we know they're good, but we do not experience it.
那属灵的事情也是这样。
The same with spiritual things.
那如果我们真看见属灵的意义跟原则是这样的话，
If we really see the spiritual principles behind it,
我们每一天的生活都在得产业。
Then we know that every single day we are inheriting the land.
我们可以使最平凡的生活变成最不平凡的生活。
Even the most ordinary life can be extraordinary.
我们可以手中摸着最微小的事情，但是我们却在做最伟大的事。
We can be doing something very common and very insignificant that can be great.
我们可能所接触的都是短暂的，不能存留到永远，但是我们却能够存留到永，却可以得到啊，存留到永远在天上的基业。
Even though we might do things that look temporary, but we are accumulating inheritance in heaven that can last forever.
我们可以借着一切看得见、摸得着的经历，去得着那个看不见、存到永远的产业。
We can inherit those invisible heavenly inheritance through the things we do today.
所以从早晨起来到晚上睡觉。
From morning to evening.
脚掌所踏之地。
Every place you set your foot.
只要在基督里所有的经历，神都给我们产业。
As long as it's in Christ, it will be our inheritance.
我们的生命都会更丰盛。假如我现在突然给大家一个应许啊，给大家一个人三分钟的时间，你在 Cupertino 跑多远，只要跑回到原来的地方，那块地就送给你。
Okay, if now I give you a promise, okay, in 3 minutes, wherever you run,Wherever you set your foot in Cupertino, that piece of land will be yours.
会去跑的请举手。
Raise your hand if you will run.
你们不要那么假装神圣嘛，怎么会不跑呢？我一定去跑的。一定去跑的，对不对？
Of course we will do it, right?
虽然已经快50岁的人跑跑心脏会跑出来，我们一定先去跑会所，对不对，国豪？
Even though we might not run very fast, at least we will run around the church, right?
哎，我们的 committee 都会去跑的。
I'm sure all members of the committee will run.
我一定派威廉去跑 Apple computer.
I will send William to run around Apple computer.
但是弟兄姊妹，圣经上告诉我们说，这些有一天烈火要发现，所有有形质的全部要被消化掉。
But then the Bible says all these substances will one day be destroyed with fire.
只要看得见摸得着的所有东西有一天都要被除掉。
Anything that's tangible and visible will be destroyed one day.
只有在基督里所得的产业能够存留到永远。
Only inheritance we possess in Christ will last forever.
可是地上的产业我们会请全力的去争取，但是天上存留到永远的我们却不肯。
We often try our best to gain earthly possessions.
弟兄姊妹啊，
what about heavenly ones?
加油啊，我们要起来。
Therefore, we ought to arise.
大卫可以在旷野牧羊，神就培养了君王的生命和勇士的生命在他里面。
Through shepherding sheep in the desert, God has built a kingly character in David.
他不是平白登上宝座的。
He did not become king just out of accident.
他在旷野被人藐视，被人遗忘，在做最卑微的牧羊的工作的里面，神就在那里培养他君王的生命。
For many years he was but a shepherd boy doing very insignificant things.
约瑟在监狱里面一样做经历掌权的生命在他的身上。
And when Joseph was in the prison, his experiences made him a ruler later.
弟兄姊妹，我们真的求神帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
所以我说，一个真正有标杆的一个人生，他决定是一个积极的人生。
That's why I say a life with a goal is an active, aggressive life.
没有一天我们舍得浪费。
And it would be a positive one that we dare not waste a single day.
没有一个经历我们愿意让它平白过去，却没有得到生命。
And we do not want any experiences to go by very casually without gaining life.
没有一个痛苦我们愿意白白受。
And we will not suffer any pain in vain.
弟兄姊妹，在基督里，脚掌所踏之地都是我们的产业。
In Christ, any place we set our foot will be our inheritance.
那何等的安慰。
What a comfort that is.
那第二个应许。
The second promise.
针对的我们这一路上会碰到很多的难处和仇敌。
To us who who are faced with many challenges, especially from the enemies.
神说在你平生的日子，必无一人能在你面前站立得住。
The Lord says, no one will be able to stand up against you all the days of your life.
你不要因为读了这段圣经很高兴，好，就回家祷告，叫主把老板 lay off。
I hope you will not go home and pray that your boss will be laid off.
让你可以没有人阻挡的升上去。
So that you will be promoted without hindrance.
好，让你班上第一名的能够突然生病不来的，你变成第一名了。
And do not pray that the best student in your class will be sick, so that you will be the best.
那弟兄姊妹都不是指的这些。
This promise does not talk about those things.
达比弟兄告诉我们，在信心的道路上，拦树是真实的。
Brother Darby says, in this journey of faith, indeed, those trials are real.
只有因着不信才会变成我们的障碍物。
But only unbelief will make these challenges our hindrance.
拦树挡在前面，出现在面前，都是一定会碰到的。
For sure, we will face trials.
但是它会不会成为一个障碍物，把我们在属天的路上挡下来？那是在乎我们有没有信心。
And it's up to what kind of faith we have if they will become our hindrance or stop us.
所以撒迦利亚书第四章他说，大山啊，你算得了什么？在所罗巴伯面前必要成为平地。
Therefore, in the book of Zechariah chapter 4, it says, What are you, great mountains? Before Zerubbabel, you will be leveled. It's a level ground.
弟兄姊妹，这个大山，这个难处，
this great mountain,
每一个人可能不一样，对不对？可能是我们的疾病。
This great mountain could be our sickness.
可能是我们经济的拮据。
Or maybe our financial troubles.
可能是世界的诱惑。
Maybe worldly temptations.
可能是我们肉体的情欲。
Or maybe our lust.
可能你被网络色情给捆绑住了。
Maybe you are bound by pornography.
或是哪一个罪恶捆绑住我们。
Or some other sin.
甚至可能是很正常的，你生个儿子，这个儿子挡在你面前了。
Or maybe you recently have a son, and this son become the hindrance.
就像我以前讲的，我碰到那个我带他得救的那个弟兄，他说你还去聚会啊？我说是啊，当然去聚会啊。
Like I shared with you, one time I met a brother whom I led him to Christ, and he says, "Oh, you're still going to church?"
他说等你生了儿子，你就晓得你不会有空去的。
And he says, "Wait until you have children, then you will know you will not have time to go to church anymore."
过了几年，我们又碰面的时候，我也抱着一个孩子。
And after several years, now, and then I had a son at that time.
他说你还去吗
？And he says, "You're still going to church?"
我说当然去啊。
I said, "Of course."
他说等你生两个孩子，你就晓得了。
He says, "Wait until you have two children, then you will know how busy you will be."
因为他身上抱着一个，手上太太推着一个，所以他说两个你就更不可能去了。
Because at that time he already had two children and he had no time to go to church.
有什么呀？生个孩子我们觉得是祝福，但是却挡住了我们。
Our children can be our blessing, but then they can be our hindrance too.
弟兄姊妹，到底挡住我们的是什么
？So exactly what's hindering us?
到底我们心中的偶像是什么
？What is the idol in our hearts?
到底我们里面用什么替代的主
？What is replacing God's position in our hearts?
到底什么样子的难处阻挡了我们对神的信任
？So what trials are stopping us?From having faith in God.
可能是传道人绊倒了你，让你受伤了，你就说我再也不要信了。
Maybe some ministers stumble you and you say, I'll never believe God again.
弟兄姊妹要不甘心啊，划不来。
But it's not worth it, really.
再伟大的传道人，他如果绊倒你，都划不来，为了他绊倒的。
It's not worth it to be stumbled even by the greatest ministers.
你让主自己把大石头绑在我们脖子上丢下去，好的，你不要堕落。
That God punish those, but don't be stumbled.
弟兄姊妹，在你平生的日子，必无一人在你面前站立得住。
There will be no one be able to stand up before you all the days of your life.
神在这一路上在这里训练我们。
The Lord is training us.
我们的生命力量、胆量都随着环境逐渐的成长、逐渐的加增。
Our life and our courage will grow as days go on.
我很喜欢讲的一个比喻，就是有一次在电视上看到的。
I often like to talk about this example that I saw on TV.
在我讲这个比喻以前呢，《生命记》第九章第一节到第三节，你们不用翻了，我请弟兄打出来。
Before I talk about this example, I'll show you Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 1 through 3.
好不好？以色列啊，你当听，你今日要过约旦河，进去赶出比你强大的国民，得着广大坚固、高得顶天的诚意。那名是亚纳族的人，又大又高，是你所知道的。也曾听见有人指着他们说：“谁能在亚纳族人面前站立得住呢？”你今日当知道， 耶和华你的神在你前面过去，如同烈火，要灭绝他们，将他们制服在你面前。这样你就要照耶和华所说的赶出他们。好，弟兄姊妹，在这里太宝贵的一个应许啊。
What a precious promise here.
在我们每一天的日子还没有过以前。
Even before we live our daily life.
在你的每一个遭遇还没有临到之前。
Even before you experience your trials.
不管它是多么大的难处。
Whether how, no matter how great that trial is.
不管是他们多么诱人的一个诱惑。
Or how tempting that temptation is.
大家在这里都说到耶和华我们的神像烈火一样已经先过去了。
But then, the Bible says the Lord is crossing over before us like a devouring fire.
这个难处是真的。
Yes, indeed, our trials are real.
就像亚衲族人是真的一样。
The Anakites, they're tall.
这个难处是非常大的，就像他们的城高的顶天一样。
And this trial is very great, just like their city walls are great.
这个东西叫我们上胆，就像所有人在这里上胆一样，说谁能够在他们面前站得住呢？
And these will all scare us because who can stand up against them?
但是神却应许我们，耶和华你的神在你面前已经像烈火一样先过去了。
But then the Lord promised that the Lord has crossed over ahead of you like a devouring fire.
就像我要讲的那个比喻，当母狮子在训练小狮子猎食的时候。
Just like the example I'm going to tell you, when the mother lion is trying to train his cubs to fight.
他先把那个动物鹿啊狐狸啊先咬个半死半死，奄奄一息了，才让小狮子上去了。
The mother lion will first make the prey almost dying before she will let her cubs hunt.
请问得胜是小狮子做来的呢，还是母狮子做来的？
So where does the victory come from? From the mother or from the cub?
都有哈。等到小狮子再大一点的时候，他就不打得九成死，他打得七成死。
And then after the baby lion grows a little bit bigger, and then the mother will leave the prey a little bit more alive.
才让小狮子上去。
And then she will let her cub.
再大一点呢，就打得半死。
And then gradually she will.
等到小狮子变成少壮一点的时候，母狮子根本不上，在旁边看着。让他们上去。
And then when the cub is finally ready, the mother lion will just watch by the side.
神就是这样借着一切的环境训练我们，让我们一路可以往前去。
That's how God trains us so that we can move forward.
时间的关系，我第三个应许没有空讲了。
Because of the time, I have no time to talk about the third promise.
也许将来有机会我提第三个，第三个非常的重要。神说，无论你往哪里去。耶和华你的神必与你同去。
The third promise is very important because God says, wherever you go, the Lord your God will be with you.
这是在针对我们面临的第三个挑战，就是怎么样子能够让我们不离开美地，持续地活在美地里呢？
This promise is for us to face the third challenge. How do we continually live in this beautiful land?
我们不需要像别人一样坐飞机到耶路撒冷去朝圣。
We do not have to take an airplane to go to Jerusalem.
我们不用花那么多的功夫去努力进入。
We don't have to try so hard.
当耶稣来的时候，他的名字叫以马内利。
When Jesus came, his name was Emmanuel.
他把神的同在带来了。
He brought to us God's presence.
我们任何的地方，任何的角落，我们都可以活在基督里。
Wherever we are, we can live with Christ.
要刚强，要壮胆。
Be strong and courageous.
我们无论往哪里去，耶和华我们的神必与我们同去。
Wherever you go, the Lord your God will be with you.
弟兄姊妹啊，这是一个何等伟大的三个应许。
What precious promises these are.
神呼召我们起来承受。
God called us to arise and inherit the land.
我们愿不愿意起来脚踏实地的来跟随他呢？
Are we willing to follow him?
当我们碰到困难的时候，我们能不能凭信接受神所应许的？他在我们面前已经过去了。
When we face trials, can we believe that he has gone ahead of us already?
就不让任何一个人事物，任何一个难处把我们给挡下来。
Do not let anything, anyone to stop us.
不值得。
It's not worth it.
也要不甘心。
It's not worth it. We're not willing to.
然后我们在主的同在里面，我们天天与主同行往前去。
And then in God's presence, we will continue to move forward daily.
好，让我们那天去见主的时候，能像彼得说的，我们丰丰富富的进神国。
So when that day, when we see God's face, we're entering into His kingdom richly. Because in every situation that we have gone through, we experienced Him.
在每一个环境的里面，让我们既脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，让我们得与他的性情有份。
So that in every situation we can depart from the corruption of the world and we can participate in His divine nature.
我们得了生命，并且得了更丰盛的生命。
We receive life, even more abundant life.
我们唱434首。
Let's sing hymn 434.
我们唱第一节、第三节跟第四节。
434.
第一、第三、第四。我们带着信心来唱，预备来。
信靠耶稣，何其看见，他的话语就把我安息在他应许上面。
I can see that your face light up when you sing hymns.
比你们听我讲道的时候开很多。
It's brighter than when I was preaching.
讲道可以过去。
My sermon will pass away.
神的应许永远真实。
But God's promise is forever true.
神的呼召永远坚定不移。
And God's calling is forever there, solid.
要不我们带着一个单纯的信心。
Let's come with a pure faith.
然后我们听见圣灵在这里呼召说起来承受那地为业的时候
When we hear the Holy Spirit give us a calling Arise and inherit the land.
我们抓着神的应许我们来答应这个呼召
Let's hold on to God's promise and respond to this calling.
太伟大的祝福
What a great blessing.
所有的祝福在基督里都给了我们
All the blessings are given to us in Christ.
太伟大的生命
What a great life.
在基督里面我们承受了这个生命
And in Christ we have inherited this life
太伟大的前途
What a great future
让我们每一天都来承受这个荣耀的产业
Let's inherit this land daily
弟兄姊妹当我们在唱第一节跟第三节的时候
When we sing stanzas 1 and 3
我们希望我们都带着信心带着把握来唱
Let's sing this with faith and assurance
我们的脸都能够开起来
That our face light up
让我们每一天都来承受它。
That's inherit this land daily.
一三两节，预备来。
信靠耶稣和基督，
我们站起来唱。
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, you're my God.
的心何等的感谢你。
Oh Lord, how our hearts praise you.
你真是爱我们。
How you love us.
当我们还没有寻找你的时候，你就寻找了我们。
Even before we search you, you have looked for us.
当我们还不会爱你的时候，你早就爱了我们。
Before we know how to love you, you have loved us.
当我们还在失迷的时候，你却为我们预备了这么丰富的应许。
Even when we were still lost, you have prepared for us such great promise.
今天早晨，求你借着圣灵再来对我们每一个人发出呼召。
This morning, through the Holy Spirit, make this calling to every one of us.
叫我们起来承受那地为业。
That we will arise and inherit the land.
因为用神量给我的地界坐落在佳美之处。
Because the boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places.
我的产业实在美好。
Surely I have a delightful inheritance.
因为耶和华就是我的产业。
Because the Lord is my portion and my cup.
就是我杯中的份。
It's my cup.
主啊，帮助我们。
Lord, help us.
把我们从一切环境的里面释放出来。
Free us from all situations.
让我们在看见的里面，我们能够站在环境之上。
So with a vision, we can stand over our trials.
让我们在信心的里面，让环境为我们效力。
In faith that our situations can work for us.
也让我们在你一切的应许的里面，我们来得着产业。
And that in all the promises, we receive the land.
我们把我们在座弟兄姊妹所有在难处中的，我们都交在你的手里。
We commit to you all brothers and sisters who are in trials.
不管是疾病，不管是工作，不管是家庭。
Whether in sickness or a job situation or family problems.
或是我们属灵里面的疲乏灰心。
Or our spiritual fatigue and disappointments.
主，我们今天早晨都带到你的面前。
Lord, we commit all these before you.
但愿这个伟大的召和这些有福的应许来激励我们。
And may this great calling encourage us again.
让我们下垂的手、发酸的腿能够再挺起来。
That our weak arms and feeble knees can be strengthened.
让我们能够像保罗说：“我只有一件事情，就是要忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑。”
We may say, as Paul claimed, I have one thing, is to forget what's behind and press forward to the future.
要得神在基督耶稣里从上头要召我来得的奖赏。
To receive the prize of the upward call in Christ Jesus.
让我们真知道你的恩召有何等的指望。
That we will know the hope to which you have called us.
让我们真知道我们要得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
And also the riches of the glorious inheritance in saints.
也让我们真知道你向着我们信的人所显的能力是何等的浩大。
And also the incomparable great power for us who believe.
谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.